For coming, we appreciate you guys, and thank you, and welcome to our worship service today. We got to start with quite a few announcements in your bulletin today. We are doing we're calling it Cinco's Night. I know Derek and Kelly called it Fives Night, so make note of that. We're going to go out to Don and Deb Nye's. We're going to have a fire and a movie and just have some fun and games and stuff like that. Then something completely new is the August 4th, so this Friday, we're having a pool party. So Club Rock age, youth group age, if you guys want to show up and just have some food and just sit there and have some fellowship, we're going to the Miller Pool, and we're going to do that from 5 to 7 on Friday night, this Friday night. So then also on August 13th and the 20th, we are having a membership class. So if any of you are interested in that, just talk to Pastor Jim. He knows more about it than I do. So talk to him about that. Then another thing for youth group is the back-to-school bash on the 20th. We're going to go to Crystal Park, and there'll be more things coming out for that, just what we're doing and different things. So invite your friends, invite anybody else you know. Also, you might have seen on the email, but also walking in, there's a table out there full of Bibles. If you guys know somebody that needs a Bible, you want a Bible, you just need an extra Bible in your house, go ahead, grab those and take those home with you, give them away. However you want to do that. Those are free for the taking. Communion is next Sunday, and along with communion, we get more food. So next Sunday is a carry-in dinner, so make note of that. Bring lots of food so we can eat and just have some good fellowship with that. Then on the 13th, a few Sundays from now, we will have a love offering for the Hans, just with everything that they got going on with Brad that we've been praying for a long time, we're going to have a love offering for them. And then if you're on any of those meeting committees and different things like that, just make note of when you guys are meeting and different things like that. Are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship. Our call to worship today is from 2 Corinthians 4, 5, and 6. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," is the one who has shown in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
Well, good morning, and we welcome each one of you, especially our visitors. We're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. We're going to sing number 306, either in your hymn books or up on the screen, Jesus Saves, number 306. I'll ask you to stand with me, please. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Her shall keep her jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death an endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph o'er the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. In deepest caves, this our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. If you'll take a moment to greet one another and let each other know that you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. One other heads up for next week, not only is communion and a fellowship dinner, but our missionaries to Italy, the Romanos, will be with us. He'll bring a short update. He was with us in March, but this time around, he has his wife Heidi and children. They were able to, through a generous donation, get tickets to the States. They're in between their different ministries in the cities, and so they're taking some opportunity to come see us. The last time that Heidi and the kids were here with us was 5 years ago, so we'll all be amazed at how much they've grown. But I wanted to give a heads up for them being a part of our time together. As we think about the love offering for Brad Hahn, continue to pray for him through his cancer treatment. Also, the Petersons are not with us today. The last Sunday, her brother Jerome, who we prayed for quite some time with some of his cancer and heart issues, he unexpectedly passed away. And so I know they are gone for being with family, but we will pray for Jerome's family and Paula for comfort for all of them. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, surely. So tomorrow, Ernie and Shirley will be having their left eyes worked on, their second cataract. It's just so nice to see you two doing things as a couple. I know. So, that is true. So, but the anticipation, but we will pray that it goes as smoothly as the last time that they had about a month ago that they had, and the recovery goes well. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie.
My great niece, Beverly, who we have in our prayer bulletin here, she was diagnosed with a mild case of cerebral palsy yesterday or day before. So they knew there was going to be a little bit of delays, but this is not news they're looking for.
And her name, Eberly?
Everly.
Everly, okay. I knew my hearing was. So we've been praying great niece. Okay, I knew there was, I mean, she's probably great anyway, but Steve and Bonnie's great niece, Everly, we've been praying for her and her health. She was diagnosed yesterday with a mild case of cerebral palsy, and so I don't know the spectrum of mild to severe, but when you talk about cerebral palsy, it can become very scary for parents, and so we'll be praying for them as they move forward and love on their daughter and for God to be touching her life. Heidi.
Wes Fisher has been coming here some. He's a student down at Sunshine. About 2.5-3 weeks ago, he had a pretty bad accident where there was a compound fracture and a dislocation in both bones in his lower leg. And he found more complications in his knee itself. So he's been in a lot of pain the last 3 weeks and could really use our prayers.
The Dean of Students at Sunshine, Wes Fisher, who does attend with us on occasion, he was involved in a pretty serious horse accident about 3 weeks ago. Compound fracture and a dislocation, and then he went up this week to have that casted, and they've discovered another fracture and some indications that he may have tore his ACL and damaged his MCL as well. So there's a long road to recovery, and school, I know the students don't want to hear this, but school's going to start soon. sorry, students. But as the Dean of Students, he has a pretty active role in getting the students at Sunshine settled in and being the contact with parents and now being some significant limitation in mobility. So we'll be praying for Wes. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, Anita. Well, that would be your niece, and so we are grateful that you've made it all the way up, and we continue to pray for your lives, and we're grateful that you're visiting today. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. So Ed and Bonnie Morgan's son, Stephen, has a friend that's a crop duster, and his plane went down the other day. They flew him to St. Paul, but he is in pretty rough shape, so we will be praying for him and his recovery. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity we have of coming into your house this morning for worshiping you. And it is a reminder that at the very beginning of Genesis, when you created this world, you instilled within us your image. And we have been created to worship. We look out throughout the rest of the population and we can see how that part of our inmost being has been corrupted. And there's a lot of things that we as human beings can worship, not just wooden idols and idols of stone, but the worst part is of ourselves. And so as we come today, we acknowledge that you are greater than us, that you are God and we are not. And we can rest in that fact that you are bigger, you are able to answer, that through your Son Jesus Christ, you have called us to yourself, you've provided a way so that our worship can be directed where it's supposed to be, that we make a really bad idol. But you are mighty, you are the creator of this universe, but yet you are not far off. You walk with us. You sent your Son to die for us. Your Holy Spirit indwells us. And so we have been adopted into your family. And that means that you care for us. You've extended the same blessings that you have given your Son to us, in that we have an inheritance. We have the promise of eternity. But we also have the promises that Jesus gave us of never leaving us nor forsaking us. And so, Father, as we lift up these requests to you, we pray for each one here, that they would be connected to the true vine, as Jesus has commanded us. For these individual requests, we continue to pray for Brad and Jolene, for Brad and his health, and for his family, that you would bring peace of mind and full healing for him. We lift up Paula's brother Jerome and his family with his sudden homegoing. As they gather his family and the shock of having his spot empty, Father, we cling to the hope that we have in Christ, that death does not have the final say, but that doesn't help with the grief other than we know there is hope. And so, Father, may that hope of Christ, may you wrap that around them, and they truly rest in the assurance of you holding up your promises, but in their grief that you would bring comfort. Father, we pray for Ernie and Shirley as they have their second cataract surgery, that we pray you guide the surgeon and the team. May the recovery go well, and may their sight be restored. Father, we leave their whole situation tomorrow in your hands, and we ask that the recovery would go smoothly. We lift up a little Everly to you with the diagnosis she has received, and her parents understand more fully of cerebral palsy, and that is a very devastating diagnosis. But Father, you are able to walk with them, and so I pray that you would uphold them, give them wisdom as they move forward, give them comfort, and help them to know what is best in moving forward with their daughter, and that you would be an ever-present help during this time in their lives. Father, we also lift up Wes Fisher to you and his not only the fractures that have been set and the surgery he's had, but now the concern of the doctors for some other areas of injury that didn't show up right away. Father, I pray that you would bring healing, also patience in this process, and as he is going to try to navigate how to welcome students and be limited, pray for the staff, especially the dorm staff, that they would come around him and pick up the slack. But Father, may he rest in the peace of mind that you are in control. We also lift up Ed and Bonnie's son, Stephen, his friend that was involved in the crop duster accident, that you would be healing him for his long road to recovery, that you would provide patience but also wisdom to the doctors, and our desire would be to see full and complete healing. We lift up our missionaries to you. We thank you for the work that we get to participate with the shoemakers as they help translate the Word of God in the Tarahumara language, and that you would be helping their translators with their health, but also with the project, getting the radios, getting the SD chips out to the different areas of Mexico so that these people can hear the Word of God in their own language and would come to understand that Jesus is not just someone that's far off but can be very near and that wants to have a relationship with them. Father, we lift up our country, and we understand the turmoil we face is just the reminder that this world is in a battle, and your people are to be as wise as serpents, as harmless as doves, and to go into battle each day fully clothed in your armor, knowing it's not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers and principalities and powers of this dark world that we wage against. So, Father, help us to be looking for ways to expand your kingdom, to share the life-saving message of Jesus into our community. As we look at the different activities, especially as we think about August and school starting back up, that you would use us in the lives of the students, both in the youth group, also in Club Rock, to sow the seed in the Word of God, to come alongside and water it, and to see you bring a harvest in. Father, we pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that it would go for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Good morning. We're glad to see you all here today. It is a beautiful day by the looks of things. I'm glad it's not 100 degrees, but we're also grateful for the little bit of rain that we get from time to time. I invite you to stand and sing a few praises with us this morning. That for us this week, that God is in control. He's in control of the wind and the rain and the storms that come, and he protects us from some of those tornadoes that don't touch down, and sometimes he puts us in the middle of a storm that maybe we need. But let's sing a little bit more about his love this morning. Yeah. have a seat for this next song. Bear with me as I got to tune quickly. Maybe not so quickly. Technology is quite a great thing until it doesn't work.
You gave your life away. Father, we thank you so much for your love for us, for your grace, for your mercy, for the gift of your Son, for taking away our sins, for the privilege that we have to come together to worship you this morning and to look into your word and to receive what you have for us today. I pray that we'd be attentive to what you have for us and that we would seek to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name,